It's time to mellow it out with a nylon-strung banjo. With your permission, of course. There's a whole style of banjo playing that was popular at the turn of the century. The last turn of the century, I mean, not the most recent one, the one before that. And banjo players ruled the world. And there was this movement to kind of upgrade the image of the banjo back then, which still goes on today, in point of fact. And basically coming out of the minstrel era, of course the horrible stereotypes of that time in the mid-1800s, in spite of that, the music of that time was wonderful and was derived from African and African-American sources. I'll just do this, I wasn't planning on doing this, but there's a probably the earliest kind of banjo music was a tune called Juba, which was the name of a frenetic dance that was done in the West Indies by the slaves, and there was also was this kind of hand patting where you could hurt yourself if you're not careful, and it was also the name of the first black to dance in the minstrel shows. And just to kind of give you an idea where how the music is developing, this appears in a lot of the earliest banjo books, and it's supposed to be played on a fretless banjo with gut strings and tuned much lower, but this will give you a flavor of how things were in the mid-1800s. In fact, let me do this. I'll also play the earliest example of black banjo music dating from about 1850. Played by a street musician in Elmira, New York. That'll be the second tune.
Thank you.